Think back to January. The devastation in Haiti was so overwhelming after the earthquake, it might have paralyzed lesser people than our next guest. But this Homeland Security Department worker swung into action. As a result, there are hundreds of happy children scampering around the United States. He is the Citizen and Immigration Services Field Office Director for Haiti and the 2010 Federal Employee of the Year, Pius Banas. Good morning, Mr. Banas. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And congratulations.
Happy to be on with you.
Yeah, you're the man of the hour.
Maybe I am, but there are a lot of happy children.
So tell us what happened in the moments right after the earthquake.
Well, right after the earthquake, there was total chaos. The institutions of the Haitian government had crumbled. Many of the buildings housing the orphanages had crumbled. And there were many, many destitute, frightened, and hurt people. And there were many children who could not find their parents.
Now, what happened with the U.S. Embassy there, and how did that play a role?
The U.S. Embassy played a major role in, first of all, making sure that U.S. citizens were evacuated, and we at the U.S. Embassy in the Department of Homeland Security's USCIS made sure that documents were prepared for people who were trying to leave the country.
Now, how did you get in touch with the children? Tell us the process that you went through to find the orphan children and match them up with adoptive parents in the United States.
Most of the children were already in the process and were waiting for documentation from the Haitian government that would allow them to leave. What we did was to locate those children, some of them in orphanages way outside of Port-au-Prince, to relocate them back to the embassy, prepare documents for them, those who were sick, to find medical attention for them, and help them to get out of the country.
You know, there was a time when there were other people who were trying to help with adoptions of Haitian children after that, and they got in some hot water because they didn't go through the right process, and some of those kids weren't actually orphans. And how did you make sure that this everybody you were dealing with was on the up and up and legitimate? I mean, certainly you had to really take that into consideration and take great care there.
And yes, we did, and we were very fortunate to have had files on these children who had matched parents in the United States long before the earthquake. Some of these parents were in process for about 2 or 3 years, just waiting for a visa to travel. What we did was go back through our files and make sure that each and every child was matched with a parent in the United States and had been in the process before the earthquake.
We're speaking with Pius Banas. He's director of the Haiti Field Office for Citizenship and Immigration Services at Homeland Security. And last night was the big gala, and you were conferred with the award for Federal Employee of the Year. And it was conferred by the Secretary, Janet Napolitano. How'd that feel?
That felt very good. However, I accepted the award on behalf of my staff. I had four members of my staff who had devastating losses themselves, but at the same time were able to come back to work. The youngest member of my staff lost all seven members of a family. Another member of my staff lost a mother and father. Another lost a brother. They all lost their homes. And in an effort to take care of them, I had to supply tents that they could live in the embassy compound. So I think that when I received this award, it's not an award that is about me, it's about my staff and how even after such devastating losses, they were able to come back to work, telling me that they're back because first, they do not have anywhere to go, and secondly, because they know that I can't do it all by myself.
Oh, I wanted to expand on that a bit because whenever we talk with people who have won major awards, as you have, they always thank their staff and they always talk about the teamwork, how they couldn't have done it on their own. Not only was your staff, not only did they have your back, but they didn't have anything else. You just explained how they lost their families, their homes, and everything else. Do you find that particularly with federal service, it is the team that makes it all come together, especially people who are so devoted, even facing their own adversity?
Yes. My staff was remarkable. And not only were my staff remarkable, but the other agency officials who were working within the embassy were remarkable. People from ICE and people from the Department of State and CBP, the Coast Guard, they were all remarkable people. They were all dedicated. But my staff suffered the most losses in the earthquake. In all the divisions within the embassy, my staff suffered the most damage. And they all came back to work within 2 days after we had helped bury their dead. They came back to work and they said that they were going to stay until the job was completed. And they stayed until the job was completed. We worked 24-hour days and they stayed until the job was completed. So this award I'm accepting based on the work that my staff did. I was only basically the music director.
I think you're probably more than that, sir. Pai Espanas is the director of the Haiti Field Office for Citizenship and Immigration Services and Homeland Security. He's also the winner of the Federal Employee of the Year Award from the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure talking to you this morning.
Thank you very much.